Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This is an humble servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I am here to encourage each one of us to spend time with our Heavenly Father today and every day in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are here to lift up our Savior in prayer, in praise, in the study of His Word, and in worship. We worship our living God who lives forever and is glorious. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you, thanking you for allowing us to embrace your heart of love, thanking you for giving us this time to come before you with our undivided attention, just to give you a moment of praise, to worship you, and to study your word, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins and for allowing your kingdom to come and your will to be done in our lives. It's in your matchless name, Jesus, that we pray to our Heavenly Father. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for being here. Today, our devotional is with Sarah Young, coming from Jesus Calling, enjoying peace in His presence. We have a worship song today entitled Welcome Holy Spirit with Oasis Worship. And our scripture reference is Psalm 16:8. Psalm 16:8. And it reads, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Let our hearts be glad, and our tongues rejoice, and our bodies rest in security. Let us keep our eyes always on the Lord. In Psalm 16:8, David testifies that he trusts in the Lord to protect and defend him. As I studied Psalm 16, I was comforted as I found words that went back to ancient writings. In these writings, it was stated that the right hand represented someone's ultimate strength and power. In this case of David, the sense that God was at his right hand was a feeling of confidence. Are we in the presence of God? What a good question for each one of us to ask ourselves. Am I in the presence of God? As Sarah Young speaks to us through her writings in Jesus Calling, we will find that Sarah is talking and she is using Jesus' voice. So as we listen and as we join in, we will recognize that this is Jesus who's speaking to us. And the question again is, whose presence are we in? Jesus is saying to us, live first and foremost in my presence. Gradually, you will become more aware of me than of people and places around you. This awareness will not detract from your relationships with others. Instead, it will increase your ability to give love and encouragement to them. My peace will permeate your words and demeanor. You will be active in the world, yet one step removed from it. You will not be easily shaken because my enveloping presence buffers the blow of problems. Let me say that again. Jesus is telling us that when we stay in his presence, when we're living according to his word, when we are trusting in him, that we will not be easily shaken because my enveloping presence buffers the blow of problems. That's what Jesus is saying to us. This is the path I have set before you. As you follow it wholeheartedly, you experience abundant life and peace. Praise the Lord. May we experience abundant life and peace as we remain in the presence of God, as we trust in Him, as we become closer and closer, and He abides in us and we abide in Him. Let us always welcome Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is my prayer that we welcome the Holy Spirit at all times, that we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us with His power. What a mighty God we serve this day and every day. We come now to
Would you like to learn to play
We come now to just give God the glory and the praise. We come to just lift Him up and praise His righteous and holy name. We come to rule out all distractions and just lean upon Him. This is my prayer. This is truly my prayer and truly my focus. And I pray that you focus as well on allowing the Holy Spirit to just feel your presence each and every day. As we depart, we do depart to serve. We shall meet again in study, worship, and prayer. And let us take the name of Jesus with us as we remember to follow the word of God. Let us take the name of Jesus with us as we remember to examine ourselves, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is my prayer that each one of us change our ways and get the other chance God is willing to give us. Tell someone about Jesus. Set aside a seed offering and give faithfully back to God what He has allowed us to have. And to the ones of us who are choosing to grow closer to Jesus, to the ones of us who are seeking a Savior because we don't know Jesus, know that Jesus is the joy and strength that never stops giving. Accept Him right now. Accept Him right now. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 leads us to the place where we know exactly what to do. Let us confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and with our hearts believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Pray in this prayer. Yes, we are saved when we pray this prayer. Afterward, contact a Bible teaching church, join in with other believers, daily commune with God in Jesus' name, and together let us rejoice with and for all of us who accept our new lives with our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He who calls you, and He will bring it to pass. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. and let us know that God gives us grace and he gives us peace. He gives us life abundantly. Yes, he does. So let us praise him. Let us be thankful. Let us rejoice. Let us just praise enthusiastically and publicly. Let us praise him. Let us walk in the light in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we continue to move forward today, whether it be night or evening, whatever time it is, I would just like to say thank you for taking the time to pray in the minute, knowing that our precious Savior is in every minute of every day. Have unique days in grace ways. I love you. Jesus loves you more. And in the words of Lloyd John Ogilvie, now commit your day to the Lord. He is able. Now let us close out in prayer with the prayer that Jesus prayed with his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let us remember to always welcome the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to be with you in your presence wherever you are. And just trust in the presence of the Holy Spirit and live in obedience to the Holy Spirit.